we're talking a little 666. And the weird superstitions people seem to have, you know, like the 666 one. That's a fairly popular one. I don't know if any people actually take that. I've never met anybody who's really like. I've never met somebody who's really freaked out by the whole 666 thing.
They're probably not going to leave their house today. If
you think so, you think there's people like that, really?
I bet there's probably some.
Like, no way, I'm going outside.
Mm-hmm.
How's that safer? How do they know that their house isn't going to get sucked into?
I don't know.
Some fifth dimension or something.
You're asking,
you know,
the wrong guy.
You seem like you would know these things. Huh.
Nope.
I guess you just kind of misrepresented yourself all this time.
What?
Okay. So we're sharing some of those odder things that people do. I mean, you know, that one's just kind of like something people stay away from and you don't necessarily need to talk about all the time. How many times do you run into a situation where you see 666 right next to each other? Not very.
Rarely.
Yeah. It's not on the clock.
No.
You ever see the... like 1:23 in the afternoon, make a wish. Or 11:11 in the morning, make a wish.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. Well, count yourself lucky, man.
Okay.
Those are some frightening times. So, yeah, what are some of the weird things either you've done or you've seen people do, and you're just like, wow, that's a very odd superstition you have there. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Yeah, I always got to get dressed one side at a time, like put my left sock on, my left shoe, left pant leg. Then just the right side.
You put on your pant leg after you put on your shoe?
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if that was the way you're doing it, then wow, I'd be really... What started that?
High school soccer.
High school soccer? Was it like a team-wide thing or just something you had?
Just something I did.
Just something you just came up with one day. I wonder what goes through people's minds when they start doing things in a certain order. You know?
I don't know.
Like Nomar Garcia-Para always does that weird... tightening of his batting gloves and everything constantly.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell, man? How did you come up with that? Thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Those creepy superstitions you have or that friends of yours have when you're just like, wow, I've come a long way to get here. Or they have, depending on who's the owner of the superstition. Go ahead.
Opening up an umbrella indoors.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever done that to batten?
I actually did it on graduation day. I had this really cute pink outfit, and I got this really pink umbrella and walked around people's houses in it, and everyone freaked out. I don't think it's a big deal. It's an umbrella.
Yeah, I think the main problem with opening an umbrella inside is that if you try to take it outside, it's kind of hard.
Well, yeah, but then you just shut it and open it back up. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. When was this?
Graduation. Yeah, K-State graduation.
No.
Going to all the graduation parties.
That's an odd thing. Isn't that kind of an odd costume, though?
Well, it was an odd costume, but you have to be crazy a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it is graduation. Why not walk around with a pink umbrella indoors?
Yep.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
See you. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Yeah, that's something that I wouldn't even take note of that. So I would just be like, wow, you have an umbrella and it's open inside.
Hmm.
You know? Or, what's it called? It's not really called an umbrella. It's called something else, isn't it? Like the umbrella that you wouldn't use to keep rain off you? They call it like a
sunbrella?
Yeah. Somebody needs to call Michael Jackson's people. They would know.
They would.
You have a superstition for us?
Yeah, I had actually two of them from high school when I played sports. When we got done with football games, I would wear my jersey home without washing it, but then I would wash it when I got home. I just wouldn't wash it while I was riding on the bus with everybody.
Okay, you just kept
the other one's in baseball. Everybody would step over the foul line when we were going out to warm up, except for me. I would step on it with 1 foot.
So that was your superstition, was to step directly onto the foul line?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard before that baseball one, that they don't like stepping on the foul line.
Football, we had the first winning record in like 20 years, and in baseball, we won the league that year, so it must have worked.
It was all about your bad hygiene and about your stepping on the foul line.
Exactly. Power hits.